Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Medium's Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Renee Buck, and she'll be joining us in just a few moments. But first, we have some quick announcements. On May 24th at 9 p.m., there's a webinar called Living with Ghosts, Science Weighs In on the Healing Power of After-Death Communication. This is going to be a live discussion with the filmmakers of the best documentary winner, Living with Ghosts, a seven-year exploration of the nature of consciousness and whether after-death communication can or should be facilitated in a clinical setting to treat chronic grief. There will be a short film presentation, talks by the filmmakers, and a Q&A about the topics discussed. Then on June 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time will be the drawing of the Summer Solstice Medium Raffle. You can win up to five medium readings, and the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are John Holland, Dustin Livers, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nohavik, and Maurice Israel. And remember, you buy some tickets because you can literally win up to five medium readings. It's a good deal. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's go to our show. I'm going to introduce our guest. Our guest for tonight is Renee Buck. She's a certified medium, hypnotherapist, Akashic Records reader, and yoga instructor. Although Renee's childhood was marked by spirit visits by family members and other metaphysical phenomenon, it wasn't until 2002 when a series of prophetic dreams led Renee to the Swampscott Church of Spiritualism on the Massachusetts North Shore, that her journey into the study and practice of evidential mediumship formally began. To this, she added the practices of Reiki, meditation, hypnotherapy, specializing in soul journeys, and yoga. Renee also holds a master's degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, California. She currently resides in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota. So without further ado, hi, Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. Happy to be here again.
Yes, I'm happy to have you. You're a ray of sunshine. Every time we've met and every time we spoke, you're such a positive person. So I love having you. Love having you around.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Good. So we have some time to chat. And, you know, for everyone listening, I always ask my guests what they'd like to talk about, if any topic at all. And Renee, you brought up something that I don't really know anything about. So I'm super excited to talk about it. I know a little bit about the Seth books that you were referencing, but I don't know if everyone out there listening knows. So would you mind just explaining it a little bit first?
Sure, sure. And you'll have to cut me off because I could probably go on for an hour just about that.
Okay, right. Okay, give them a brief overview.
we'll give just a brief overview. Yeah. So, you know, in my readings recently, both the regular mediumistic readings and the Akashic records, a lot of information has been bubbling up about the true nature of our soul's existence, that we are so much more than, you know, what we are right here, right now in this consciousness. Mm-hmm. And, so that's sort of been coming up. And then this show called Ordinary Joe appears. A friend of mine said, you've got to watch Ordinary Joe. And I had no idea why I had to. But once I started watching it, I was so hooked, and it's such a beautiful illustration of some of the concepts that Seth talks about, and I'll describe who he is in a minute. Mm-hmm. But so Ordinary Joe, it's a drama. It's just one season so far. It's on Hulu and Peacock, I guess.
Okay.
But it's about a young man on his college graduation day. And after the ceremony, he has to make a choice between either, you know, going out with his family for dinner and celebration, or joining his longtime friend and sometimes lover, Jenny, at her parents' lake home for a party, or going out with a woman that he just met, like literally bumped into on the way to the ceremony. And suddenly we are jumping forward 10 years and we realize that he has actually taken all three paths. So we are presented with Joe's life based on each of those three paths. So he didn't have to make a single choice. He made all three. His soul made all three.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a key foundation of the Seth material. So Seth, as you probably know, is a master teacher from the other side, and he dictated a very famous book called Seth Speaks, The Eternal Validity of the Soul, back in the early 70s, through a trans channel named Jane Roberts. And this book is literally dictated word for word, and it is truly a phenomenal book. Back in the, 70s and 80s, there were reading groups all over the country, people trying to understand some of these concepts. But he calls what we see in Ordinary Joe probable lives, right?
Okay.
So this is the present life that we know, but there are other probable lives that have branched off at different points of our life. And and that those other lives are as valid as this one.
Okay.
So if you think about, you know, from the point of, you being mature enough to make your own life decisions, from that point, you are, you know, your tree is starting to branch, and each of those branches branch further and branch further and branch further until, you know, at the end of your life, you've got this big, full, amazing tree. That, right, says Seth, is the true essence of our soul's existence. That is our true reality. So that's really profound, right? And he says that in our dream state, we have access to what's happening in these other lives, just like we have access to our life on the other side. We have access to, you know, learning more about our reincarnational lives.
Right.
And these are all separate. These are all separate things. So, you know, it gives kind of a little bit of new meaning to the idea of grieving someone who has left us in this consciousness, because they may very well be alive and we're, you know, continuing a life with them on another parallel path to this.
Right. This is interesting because it kind of sounds like the many worlds theory that they sort of work with in quantum physicists. They have that. It's just a theory at this point. They really don't have, I think, a lot of like proof for it or anything, but for anyone listening, the many worlds theory is basically that. It's just that they say that that there's like an infinite number of universes and versions of ourselves, and they all kind of branch off, and it is kind of like the metaverse, like in the Marvel movies that they're doing, you know, now with all those movies. And I guess, you know, it's interesting that that's sort of, you know, I do a lot of science reading just because I'm interested. And, you know, we always try to, I don't think a lot of people realize that even though we're mediums and we connect with the other side, we really don't have a lot of answers. You know what I mean? Like we're only as good as the stuff we've been told. We're kind of in the dark too. I always try to understand it from some way or another. And science really has kind of, a lot of people are sort of adopting this many worlds theory because it's appealing for so many different reasons for so many different people. But it's just interesting that this thing came out in the 70s and now here we are today going, this might be actually, you know, something that goes on.
Yes, exactly. And I think the other thing is that there are two other things. I don't know how much more time we have.
A couple more minutes. We can, yeah. A
couple more minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So there are two other points that I'd love to bring up, which I found really fascinating. And he talked about the role of the medium, right? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, of course we can all be mediums and are all mediums to a degree. But he said that in our on our planet, there are various coordinate points. I think vortex might be a term that we've used in the past, but in the U.S., he says the West Coast, portions of the East Coast, the Chicago area, the Minneapolis area, areas and parts of the Southwest are all coordinate points in which the veil between this dimension and the other side is much thinner. And so therefore the signal in terms of picking up spirit is louder.
Right.
And so it's not actually surprising then to think about where most of the mediums, the working mediums, live.
Right. Like, I was just gonna say, it's funny when you think about that, because there's like a lot of us out in California and like Long Island, where I grew up, there's like a ton of mediums, and even like now I live in Manhattan,
the whole North Shore or how you should say the whole Northeast, right
yeah, it's very, you know, spaced out. That makes sense, actually. Yeah
Along the water there, along the ocean. That part I found very, and I was really surprised that the, you know, Minneapolis area. But when you think about all the water, I think it's water is a big connection. I mean, there are so just too, lakes everywhere, right? This is the land of 10,000 lakes. So, but those areas also tend to be very progressive in nature. And he mentions that, you know, that materializing your desires are easier also in these areas.
Right.
You know, I found that very interesting. And then the other thing that I just want to leave everybody with, because I feel like this is really important, is that the reason that we are here on Earth at this time is really just two things, because we haven't learned it yet. And I'm sure you can imagine, one is respect for other human life and other, actually not just human life, but all life. Right. But, you know, he points out that we have not learned the lesson of peace, that, you know, we can solve things through killing each other and through war, and that's a really important lesson. And then the other is, you know, the respect for our planet and for nature, for animals and all forms of life, and we're kind of, you know, killing our planet as well. So, you know, he says unless and until we can learn these lessons, that Earthlings really shouldn't be thinking about colonizing any other planet, because
we have to
learn these lessons here and now. And
Well, that, you know, that makes a lot of sense too, because again, you know, like I said, do a lot of reading about science and stuff, and aliens are a big topic now in science because of not to get off topic, but there was a whole government thing about UFOs, and everyone thinks, you know, like it's a joke, but they're taking it seriously. Anyway, a lot of people, there are theories, but people who kind of, you know, think about aliens a lot, and they say that if there are other civilizations out there and they've survived, you know, long enough to travel through space, they're probably peaceful, because there's really no other way to advance unless you start working together. It's like there's this theory that, you know, you hit a certain point, and then if you can't play nice, you end up just destroying each other. And I think
destroying your planet, you know?
Right. And I think we have a pretty good history of saying that might be true. I don't know. Very interesting stuff. The book is, it's called, what is it called? Seth Speaks by Jane Roberts.
Seth Speaks by Jane Roberts.
Yeah. Yep. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's in like every bookstore ever. You can find it on Amazon for like real easy. It's everywhere.
It's had multiple printings, and it's, you know, it's pretty thick stuff. So, you know, feel free to go slowly.
But very interesting. it's all channeled through a medium, you know, so it's right up our alley on this show for sure. It's super interesting stuff. Very cool. Yeah. Okay. And then real quick, Renee, do you have any events coming up or anything like that that you might want to tell everybody about?
I do not. No,
I don't
know. COVID's kind of kept me laying low a little bit.
COVID kept me online. I totally get it. Yes. Other than the grief retreat this summer, which is sold out, it's the only thing that I'm doing. So, so your website is whispersfromthelight.com, right?
That's right. Yes.
All right. So if anybody wants to keep tabs on Renee and see when she's getting back out there, check the website. All right. Very good. So, we're going to get to our phone lines now. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yes, I think I am.
Awesome. Okay, so before we take our first caller, if we take your call on the air, I will call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit, and Renee will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us, we're always happy to, you know, answer any of your questions about it, you know, anything paranormal, psychic, medium, all of it. We're all here for it. Okay, so Our first caller is Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy.
I'm well, thank you. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
So, Kathy, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Awesome. Okay, Renee, you're up.
Okay, here we go. So, Kathy, hi. As I come into your vibration this evening, I feel like I'm pulled over toward the father side of the house or the male side. I feel like I have a man coming in for you here today. Let me see here. And this is a man, this is a gentleman who would have really worked with his hands. I feel like I'm a hard worker. I feel like a strong man. He's coming in with a lot of strength today. So I'm not sure if this is fatherly or if we are at your generation. But I'm seeing him as sort of tall, but I feel like physically strong is what's coming through, most strongly. Can you understand this?
I think so.
Okay. So let me see here. And I feel like I'm, So I definitely feel like he's a man who would have worked with his hands. I see him around, I feel like big machinery. So I don't know if I'm in a factory working with big machinery or if I'm on a farm. Working with big machinery, but it's do you understand either of those situations?
No, actually.
Okay, you don't. Okay. Possible he's here for someone else. All right, I'm just asking him if he is not here for you to step to the side and let someone else come in. Okay, so there is I feel like I've got a younger person coming in here now with you. Because this person is kind of moving around quickly, sort of quickly around your legs. This feels like a child to you. Although I don't know that they're still that young, but they're very active. So can you understand a child in spirit?
No.
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 Okay. Joe, is it possible to go to the next person and have Kathy come in again later?
I don't know if we can have Kathy come back, but if you want me to jump in real quick, I can.
Yeah,
I
go
can,
ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
If that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So Kathy, I feel like I know we really don't have a lot of time left, but I'm just going to kind of throw a lot at you at once. I do feel like I have like a father energy over there on the other side. So is your father passed, your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I have your dad. But I also, this might have something to do with what Renee was talking about before, because I did see like a train yard or a truck yard or something. So I don't know if there's any connection to like someone who like drove trucks or operated like some kind of vehicle for like a living. But he did show me that. I don't know if that's him or like a brother, but it's got to be that generation. But Kathy, there's also someone in your generation coming through. Typically I'll get, and it's a man. So typically I'll get like brother and husband as the same. I know it's kind of gross because they're not the same at all, but it's just generally, just generationally. Do you have a husband that's on the other side or a brother?
Husband.
Okay. Got it. Cause I think it might be husband. Right. He's talking about, just real quick. He's talking about May. I'm pretty sure it's May. Cause we're right in the middle of May as a very significant month. So is that like a birthday or a passing or something like that around this time?
No.
Today's what, the 19th? He said it's right around now, so it's okay if you don't understand it right now. He said you'll figure it out later, that you're just not thinking about it because it's not about him. That's, I don't know if you called to talk to your husband, but he said that it might not click right at this moment because it's not like, it's about somebody else. So just keep that there.
Okay.
And then just real quick, I'm so sorry to kind of cram this all in at once, but he's talking about someone having like very, I keep seeing like coloring or drawing. So I don't know if there's like a kid in the family that's like sort of discovering their artistic talent at the moment, or like somebody's like, I feel like it might be someone a little bit younger that like isn't doing it professionally yet, or is like just getting good at it. Would you know who that might be? Like, I don't know if it's like nieces or nephews, or there's like a grandchild there, but he just showed me someone younger with like the artistic.
Yeah, that sounds like my son, actually.
Got it. But is he like just getting into it, your son?
He's starting to take art classes at school.
Got it. Can I tell you, he's going to be very good at it. I feel like we're like just beginning it, but there's, it'll evolve, but like, it'll be good. Like, it'll be a talent, or he'll be able to monetize it or something. Like, your husband's kind of excited about that. One other thing, and then I do have to let you go, Kathy. I'm so sorry, because we do have other callers, but do you know why your husband keeps showing me, like, holding up a fish that he would have caught or something? Was he a big fisherman, or is there, like, a fisherman in the family? Do you know what this is?
He did like the fish.
Do you know if he ever, like, won a trophy for, like catching a... I know, I don't mean to laugh, but he's, like, kind
of
joking.
Not that I know of.
He's joking about like how big it is, or like that he got like the biggest one. So you got to ask like if there was some kind of like fishing trip he went on and he caught the biggest one and was like bragging rights. Like he's like laughing about it. So just keep that there. But please know that him and your dad, I know, I'm sure you have other people there, but I promise you, your husband's fine. Your dad is good too. And they just wanted to pop in. And please don't forget to validate that May thing, because your husband brought it up again. Okay.
But did he say May, or did you say something about 19?
Well, today is the 19th. So he showed me like today, like right around today. So I'll take it if it's something on the 19th, since today is the 19th.
Well, he passed on the 19th, but not May.
I may take that. I don't want to make that fit, but he did make me, it's funny. He made me look at my calendar on my computer, and I was like, oh, today's the 19th. It's got to be right around now. So it might be the May thing. I mean the 19th thing. I may accept that because it's too specific. But just keep the. But he did say the May thing was not about him, so I don't want to make that fit. But just ask, because okay. It's got to be like someone's birthday, or there's an anniversary like right around now, either in his family, or you'll figure it out. Okay, Kathy. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. You take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So,
yeah. Next awesome. Up is Monisha from North Carolina. Hi, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm
Hi.
Here.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'll take okay. I'm good. I'm good. I'm on the show, so it always makes me happy to do this.
I've called in many times, and I am actually surprised that my name got called. So I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Tonight. So I'm guessing you wanted a mini reading then, yes?
I do.
Okay, all right. I'm going to turn you over to Renee.
Okay, all right, Renee. Good. Hi, Monisha. So coming in for you today, I feel a woman's energy coming in. And I feel like I want to go up on the mother side of the house. So because I feel very... just sort of very nurturing, sort of a loving energy, but also a woman who was, I feel like pretty clear-minded, pretty organized, in sort of keeping the family all on track. Can you understand this, a mother or possibly grandmother?
Not too sure. My grandmom was extremely organized, but I don't know about keeping the family on track.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just feel like with her, everything in its place, if you understand that.
Yes.
And yeah. Okay. And I just feel like she's like family is, I feel like family is really important to her. Maybe it's just sort of like keeping track of the family rather than keeping the family on track. So let me see here. What is she bringing in today? She's actually, as she's coming in here today, she's showing me a handkerchief. It looks like a white handkerchief, but I feel like this might have some, I don't know, some connection to her, some embroidery on it, perhaps. Feels like fine linen, or maybe it's just that you might have something of hers, some linens. Can you understand that?
So my grandmother, who you're bringing to light, yes, she carried handkerchiefs all the time.
She carried. Okay, she carried. Okay, so thank you. all right. And I feel like the thing about them is I feel like they're so crisp, like she ironed them, you know, like.
She ironed every handkerchief, yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, so she's coming in here today, just sort of excited to touch in with you. And I feel like she's touching in with you and your family. So my sense is that you've got some children around and about you that are... they're keeping you quite busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's anything in particular that she wants to say, except for you to be aware that she is with you and around you. Is there some reason that she's drawing my attention to your children in particular?
I don't know, but she was not exactly why I was calling about, but she has been on my mind recently out of the blue. But I was calling to hopefully speak to or hear from somebody else.
Okay, well, let me just see here. Well, just know that your grandma is around quite a bit, so you can always call on her if you need a little help with something. All right, so let me see who else might be sitting in here today.
About a minute left.
So, yeah, you know what, Joe, if you want to jump in, feel free. If there's anyone that's coming into you.
Yeah, I'll see if there's anybody else in just a minute we have left. So Monisha, I the only thing I'm really getting, and I hate to be so general, but I just keep hearing about somebody younger on the other side, like you know, kind of before, like past before their time, is how I keep getting that. So I don't want you to tell me too much. Would you understand who that might be?
No.
It's okay. I'll ask for more. Mm-hmm. I'm getting like, I don't know. I keep hearing about this woman who would have passed a little bit before her time. So your mom's still alive, you said, right?
Thankfully, yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll keep her here. but this lady does come. I got to ask you then, your grandmother, like, was she not that old when she passed or something? Because I keep hearing this is connected to like a mom energy.
95.
Oh, no. So she was up there. Okay. Old, yeah. So
I know. I feel like there's something about a younger person, too.
I keep getting like younger before they passed. But to me, it feels like if it's not your mother, it could be like an aunt. Or like that generation, like not a kid, but you, sort of younger to have passed is how I get that.
No,
and
nobody.
The only other thing that I'm seeing really just in the, we're kind of over the time, so I do have to let you go, but I do feel like whoever this lady is connected to, whenever they show me a ribbon, that's always my symbol for when someone passes from cancer. And if it's a pink ribbon to the breast cancer or like cancer only one would be able to get. So like ovarian or cervical cancer or something. So it's gotta be someone who kind of passed a little bit younger. From that, like maybe in their 40s or 50s, like not, you know, a kid, but younger. Again, it's okay if you don't understand it right now. I know in these quick readings, it's kind of hard to put everything together. But we do have to let you go to get to the next caller. But Monisha, thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You take care.
All right.
Okay, so next up, we have Pamela from Nevada. Pamela, are you there?
I am, yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. So did you have a question for us or did you want to have a mini reading?
A mini reading, please.
Okay, Renee, you're up.
Okay, hi, Pamela. It's so nice to connect with you today. Hi. So I have a younger male that's coming in for you today. And by younger, I mean your generation or younger. And let me see here. He's just starting to be a little bit clear to me. He's holding like a fork and a knife, a spoon. So I feel like he's like, you know, wanting to set the table. But I feel like there's a place at the table that was his that's no longer there. Do you understand this?
It's still there, but it's not available for anybody to use.
Okay. So you still there. You set the place for him.
Well, no, I don't actually set a place, but nobody sits in his seat.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Well, he's putting his stuff there, I guess. So, okay. All right. So he's coming in here today. So is this a spouse or son?
No, a son.
A son. Okay. Thank you. I just knew it was a male, your generation or younger. So he's coming in here today. He's putting his place, he's setting his place there, he's taking his place, I should say, and he wants you to know that, you know, when you do have dinner and you're sitting there, he wants you just to, you know, just give a little nod over to him, because I feel like he joins you very often. When you think about him at that place, he is there and present with you. And he likes to sort of hear about, because there are other people at the table, yeah? For your evening dinners?
Well, just my husband and myself.
Okay. So, right. So, cause I feel like there's conversation going on that he's listening to. And so, you know, he's still following along and keeping up, with what's going on, day to day. So know that he is around and present with you. As alive in spirit as he ever was here. Okay. That's a really, really important message that he wants to get through to you today. And that he's bringing his play setting with him. Okay. So let me see here. He's drawing my attention to the radio, and I feel like he is trying to reach you through, I don't know if it's music or something on the radio, or radio is doing something quirky. But I feel like there's something about the radio and him trying to reach you. Have you noticed something unusual happening recently?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So he's doing everything that he can to help you to understand that he is around and about you, and to raise your to lift your spirits, and to just acknowledge and to know, not just to wonder, but to know that he is there and present with you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see, Joe. How much time do I have?
Just about a minute.
About a minute. Okay. So let me see here. Okay. So he's showing me a rabbit, like a little rabbit. So I don't know if there has been a little rabbit that's been coming up close to you at your home. But I do feel like he's trying to animate this little rabbit to come in close. And to say hello. Have you noticed any little creatures like rabbits or maybe even squirrels?
I haven't. No.
Oh, okay. Well, keep your eyes wide open for that. Because I do feel in particular he's showing me a rabbit. Unless there's some other reason that he would be bringing in a rabbit.
I can't think of any
symbolic
else,
connection. No. Okay. All right, because yeah, I do. I feel like he's really focused on this rabbit, and eyes wide open. Okay.
Okay.
For that, and also just a big hug to your husband, to his dad, and I leave you with his love and blessings.
Okay, but that's interesting. So a hug to his dad, huh? That's good.
Yeah.
I can. Yeah. Okay. He'll appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling, Pamela.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Renee. And Joe,
thank you. You take care, okay?
Bye, Pamela.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, on a roll. Very good. Next up, we have Kathleen from New York. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to have a connection with spirit?
A connection, please.
Awesome. Okay, Renee.
Okay. All right. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
All right. Hi. So as I'm connecting in with you here today, let's see here. I feel like I have a couple different energies that are around us on both sides of the family. So, but I do feel like I want to start over on the father's side. Let's see here. So I'm being pulled kind of directly out from you or across from you, but out a little bit. So that usually means like a cousin or like a brother who's like quite a bit older than you, perhaps. Let me see.
Well, I got quite a few cousins older than me, believe it or not.
that have passed. Okay. Yeah, because I'm not in the direct inner circle. So let's see here. And I feel like also coming in with one of them, I see a windshield wiper going, and I feel like I'm driving in the rain. So I don't, can you place someone who would have passed in a car accident on kind of a rainy night? Stormy night.
Yeah, I know somebody that died in a car accident. I just don't know if it was raining.
okay.
That's the only thing. But definitely. Okay.
But definitely the car accident. You understand that?
was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Okay. And is that one of your cousins?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of your cousins. Okay. Well, that's the one who's coming in. For whatever reason. I know it's been a long time, but he's popping in here today to say hey. I feel like you're part of a fairly large extended family. Is that right? I feel like I have a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So he wants you to know, and maybe you already know this, that you know, like the gang's all there as they come one by one. There, everybody is coming together, there's a lot of, I feel like a lot of gatherings, a lot of activity, a lot of fun, and also a lot of planning of how they'll be interacting with the rest of you that are down here on the earth plane. Okay, so now I want to come in a little bit closer to you, and I feel like I still have a male. But coming in close. So this would be either a spouse or a brother or a close male friend coming in close to you. Could be an adult son too. Sometimes they slide into that. Can you understand that?
Father? No, I don't. My spouse
your father.
I haven't lost.
Okay. And did your father pass? Fairly young, I mean, sort of younger than what we had anticipated.
70.
70? Oh, that's, from where I stand, that's young.
a little young, yeah.
Yeah, 70 still young. Okay, because I feel like there's a vibrancy about him. Because I don't feel like I'm, you know, like in the elder years. Okay, so, all right, let me just see here. Father coming in. And he's coming in. He's wearing a hat. Was he one to wear a hat all the time?
Not so much. Only for like certain occasions.
For certain occasions. Okay. Where are you again? Where do you live? And you're in New York. Okay.
New York.
Okay. Is there someone close to you who would have worn a cowboy hat occasionally?
Well, we used to go to a ranch all the time. I don't know if that was a dude ranch.
A dude ranch. Okay.
Yeah, not my family, but my family now with my husband and my kids. We used to go to a dude ranch all the time. Oh, wait a second. A male that wore a cowboy hat. My husband lost his brother and they always went to the ranch.
Okay. So
maybe that's who it is.
That definitely fits.
He was only 9 years old.
Oh my. So he was really young. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
He would have been 50 today, but he was only 9 when he passed.
Okay.
Maybe that's him wearing the hat.
Yeah. 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 I definitely feel like we're coming in close and closer to your age. So, yep. I'm going to go with that.
About 30 seconds left.
If he's just coming in, you can tell your husband that his brother showed up wearing his cowboy hat. yeah, so that's real fun. And I just want to tap in. I know we just have like a couple seconds, but I do feel a strong energy coming from where the father is in the family tree. So I feel like I'm not getting a real clear picture of him, but I feel like he's there and present and just wants you to know that he is around and about. So I'm going to leave you with the love and blessings of all of these folks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks so much, Kathleen. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So for anyone who's joining us a little bit late tonight, our guest medium is Renee Buck. And her website is whispersfromthelight.com if you want to check out her work, book an appointment, all that good stuff. Okay, so next up we have Jenny from Missouri. Hi, Jenny, are you there?
I am here, yes. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm hanging in there. So Jenny, did you want to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Renee.
Okay. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so as I'm coming into your energy here this evening, I do have a female energy that's coming in here today and coming in on the mother's side. So let me just see here. I'm not sure if I'm going up one generation or two. But just asking her to come in to show me some things. Okay, so the first thing that she's showing me is a hairnet, of all things. So can you place your mom or your grandma using a hairnet to keep rollers in? Your mom
slept with a hairnet. Yeah,
she slept with a hairnet. Okay, she slept with a hairnet. Okay, I love it. Okay, it's always fun. She was old, yeah. I feel that, but it's sort of like that was a little bit of her identity somehow, that hairnet every night, I guess. Okay, so anyway, so she's coming in here. She's kind of laughing. She's laughing a bit about the hairnet. But she knew that would get me to her. And did she also, like, is her hair color... You know how sometimes elderly ladies would color their hair and it would be like a tinge of blue, kind of bluish?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Well, I feel like there's something about her hair color that she's drawing my attention to. Okay, so she's coming in here today. She's, and I feel like she's all dressed up to go to church. I want to say during the week she didn't dress up that much, but on Sundays she was one that would get dressed up in her nice clothes to go to church. Do you remember this about your grandmother?
No, that actually sounds more like my other grandmother with the blue hair and the mid-church, so now I'm...
So your other grandmother had bluish hair? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that could be. Okay. So sometimes grandmothers can come in on the same link. So it's very likely we have them both, both here today. So, so they're kind of hanging out in spirit. Okay. So we've got one with a hairnet and the other one with bluish hair who goes to church. Okay. All right. So I'm starting to see these two. I feel like they're, I don't know that they even knew each other very well here on the earth plane, but they're sort of linked arms on the other side. And I want to say that they come down and visit the family. They make some of those trips together. They have a list, like a little shopping list. Did both of them pass rather elderly then?
Fairly, I would say. And yes, they lived in different states, but they were very friendly when they happened to get together.
Yeah, well, they're certainly friendly on the other side, and they have this. So it's like I see these two little old ladies with their shopping list or their to-do list, I think, really. And so when they come down to the spirit side, like they're all ready. They're like, okay, we're going to go visit this person, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do this. And so these two are kind of a force of nature coming in together as they do. So I just want to bring a lot of love to you, and also. I feel like one of them is pointing out like a little white dog. Was this a dog that you had, or one of those two had a little white dog?
There was a little white dog that bit me.
That bit you?
Mom. Oh yeah, it bit me when I was little and I got a scar from it.
Ah, okay. Okay. So that's the hairnet, mom. Okay. All right. So that's just a good bit of evidence about this little white dog. All right. Well, not to scare you. That dog is safely on the spirit side of life. No longer biting. okay. So let me see here. About 30 seconds. Okay. So, so they're also showing me like, garden-grown cucumbers, and so I don't know if one of those two had a really big garden, or you had a garden growing up, or you just bought some cucumbers. But there's something about cucumbers.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. We only have a couple seconds left. So, but anyway, okay. They're putting cucumbers in front of you. So. Maybe the next time you go to the store, maybe they're encouraging you. so you don't have your own garden right now?
No.
You don't have your own. Okay.
But he passed. So, I don't.
Okay. Now, did your husband grow cucumbers?
I think he tried. He did. Tomatoes and peppers, mostly.
Tomatoes and peppers. Okay. Well, I really feel like this is all about, you know, he's probably here too. He's the one talking about the garden, because I really feel like I've got a garden, and I'm getting fresh produce from the garden. He's probably the one you were hoping to most connect with today. I want to say, so he had all different colors of peppers and things growing in his garden, right? I feel like I've got like a basket of all different colored vegetables. So yeah, I feel like he is encouraging you to make sure that you eat your vegetables and get lots of fresh food, okay, over these summer months.
Okay.
All right, okay. Good. So I'm going to leave you with the love and blessings of all.
And Jenny, one other thing, I'm just gonna jump in real quick if that's okay, because I keep getting this image in my head and I just have to pass it along because it'll drive me crazy all night if I don't. I don't know if this is from your husband or possibly anyone else who came through, but I keep seeing like, how can I describe it? It's it reminds me of Ireland, but like by the water. It's like very like misty and like rocky, and there's like a cliff or a bluff or something. And I feel like it's like not really where you'd go to the beach, but it's still beautiful. Like if you wanted to get a tan, this is maybe not the place to like go on a vacation. It's like very much, or maybe it's possibly like New England. Like, would you know what this is? I know you're calling from Missouri, so I don't know if there's a place that looks like that there. But would you know what this is?
I don't.
To me, my first instinct was that this is some trip that you're going to be going on. Either it's like, again, to the seashore, like in Ireland or England or something, or like it could be like the Northeast, because I know there's some like rocky kind of like bluff like beaches. Mm-hmm. Just please keep that there, because it's something that I'm seeing, and I think this, I'm pretty sure this is coming from your husband. So if you get invited to go somewhere like that or anything, just go. Like, I feel like it's like a good trip. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Well, you take care, Jenny. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Bye, Jenny.
Bye-bye. Okay, Renee, we have time for one more call. You ready?
One more. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So we have Shira from Florida. Hi, Shira.
Hi.
How are you? Good. Good. How are you?
Shira. Nice to connect with you.
Good. Awesome. We're happy to connect with you too. Did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. Okay. Very good.
Okay. Hi, Shira. It's nice to connect with you today. Hi. So coming in here with you today, I feel like I have, I've got someone of your generation. I feel like I have a friend here from the spirit side, coming in close. It feels like, someone playful, and I'm not even sure if this is a male or female, to be honest.
Not making sense to me yet.
Okay, so you can't place a friend in spirit. Okay, well, let me see. It's definitely a younger energy that's coming in, and a playful energy, a kind of mischievous maybe energy. And I want to say this person is your age or younger. Yeah. I'm not sure of the connection here yet. Let me, I'm just inviting.
Maybe it's someone else.
I'm sorry. Maybe it's for someone else, you said?
Yeah.
Ah, possible. Well, if you don't recognize them right away, I'm just going to, it might occur to you later, who the spirit is. I do feel like they are here for you. But since we only have a few minutes, I'm just going to ask them to step aside. And so just know that this person is, I want to say that there's some gender issue with that person. Okay. That's why it's like really unclear whether they're male or female. So, okay. So just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So where are we going now? I feel like I have another female coming in here. But I'm going up into, I feel like I'm coming up into the tree. So let me see here. She's wearing all white, like a white, but all linen. I feel like a linen jacket, linen pants. She looks like pretty well put together here. Lighter hair. I feel like, I don't know. She looks a bit older, like she probably would have naturally gray hair by now, but I feel like when she was younger, she might've colored it to be more blonde. And she presents as rather slender. I want to say she took pretty good care of herself. Can you understand this as a mother, possibly grandmother?
Not the blonde part of it, or the white linen. So I'm trying to figure out where that would come from.
Okay. Well, she's
She reminds me a lot of, I don't know if you've seen the TV show Hacks. I can't think of the actress's name, but she reminds me a lot of her. I don't know why that just came into my head, but.
About a minute left.
Okay. Yeah, so she is, this woman is still, I'm still seeing her in her white linen. I feel like she would have been a professional. She would have had a career. So if this woman is not in the family, think about a family friend, someone who might have been close to your mother. But I feel like she's probably in late 60s, early 70s. So I don't know if that still doesn't fit. Joe, feel free to jump in.
Well, I really I have to wrap it up, but because we're coming to the end. But Shira, yeah. when I heard your voice, the second I heard your voice, all I kept seeing was animals. Like, are you a vet or something? Like, do you, I don't know. Do you like love? Like, what is there like a connection with like cats and dogs or something?
I have a dog.
I don't know if a lot of people have a dog. I don't know if that's it. Like, I got a connection to like animals, like rescuing animals or helping them. Is there anybody directly connected to you who like works at a veterinary clinic, does something with animals, like, I don't know, rescued like 5 dogs? Would you know anything about that?
No.
All right, just please keep that there, because honestly it's the one thing that came up. Other than I will back up Renee on this, I did feel like mom energy over there on the other side, but then I just kept seeing the stuff about like animals, again, like a rescue animal situation or helping them. So please just keep it there, because it may be something that comes up that you're not thinking of, or it hasn't happened yet. Sometimes that happens, especially in these mini readings where we only have such a short amount of time. We kind of just gotta throw everything at you and hope you understand.
Okay,
but we do have to wrap up. But thank you so much for calling, Shira. We really do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you
Bye.
Take care.
All right, Bye. Thank you, Shira.
Okay, well, we are out of time. This hour goes so fast, huh?
It does. Goes really fast. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
challenging, I would like jumping from one to the next so quickly, yes. Isn't it?
But you did good, my friend. You're a professional, so that's good. Okay, so I would like to thank you, Renee, so much for coming on the show again. Our guest tonight was Renee Buck, everyone listening. And Renee, if your listeners would like more information or they want to book a reading or you know, reach out, your website is the best place to do that?
Yes. Okay. I should say there's about a 6-month waiting list at the moment. Got it. Going into November, so however many months that is.
All right.
But
very good.
But yeah.
And it's whispersfromthelight.com.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much, Renee. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information, events, all information about mediums, all that good stuff. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T, or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.